For the NSPR News Team, I'm Sarah Bohannon. Tales of frantic escapes, towering flames, fear, loss, and deliverance have the nation in awe of California's recent wildfires. For evacuees, bewilderment, uncertainty, and dread. While damage assessment teams are only beginning their work, decisions made by North State residents months, if not years ago, may determine how well and how soon they can pick up the pieces. NSPR's Mark Albert has more.
Some places are beginning to be contained, but the fires are burning. The winds can come up. They're not as calm as we'd like them to be. And so the next couple of days, very, very serious.
That was Governor Jerry Brown speaking Thursday morning prior to a bill signing ceremony. Talk to any firefighter or survivor and you're likely to hear how sudden and how erratic wind-driven wildfire can be. Jacob Hammond, an employee at Beale Air Force Base, knew he had little time to bug out. But living in a rental and lacking insurance, he says he probably took more risk by spending extra time gathering possessions.
We took more time evacuating than we probably should have, but I mean, I got all my firearms out of the house, all of our clothes, because just that would be pretty expensive.
Hundreds of North State residents are wondering if their homes are still standing. They may be left with a monumental task, salvaging possessions and finding ways to soldier on while rebuilding. In many cases, the level of arduousness ahead will depend on insurance coverage. Even those lucky enough to have coverage may find themselves less protected than they think. Jeff Bliskel is an editor at Consumer Reports, which recently published a feature on filing home insurance claims after a fire. Some of the myriad choices when purchasing a policy are more than dry verbiage. Consider actual cash value versus replacement value.
Actual cash value will pay you for the value of your home and the damaged items inside, less their depreciation, right? So like a car, you spend $30,000 on a car, but if you've driven it for 2 years, it may only be worth $20,000, right? So we don't recommend that. We recommend that you get replacement cost, which should cover the cost of repairing or replacing it. That may cost more to replace it now, especially in a big disaster like this, where the prices of materials and labor, you know, rise naturally because of so many homes needing to be repaired now.
Of course, a replacement cost policy will cost more in premiums. How much more is difficult to answer. Dave Jones is California's elected insurance commissioner who regulates the insurance industry.
People need to understand that there's a difference between the market value of their home and the replacement cost of their home. Oftentimes, those two figures are different, and oftentimes, the replacement cost is greater than the market cost.
Jones says there are just too many variables to estimate the price difference between the two types of policies. Other big considerations with home insurance are documentation and communication. Experts say you should provide insurers a detailed list of possessions to assure coverage and keep receipts. Bliskel said if receipts are destroyed, photographs can prove a savior. Something to think about if you've escaped this latest round of wildfires.
If your home is still fine now, you should make a list of the most important things and you should, you know, contact your insurance company and say, hey, we've got a $10,000 really big screen TV, or we've got these heirlooms, vases or artwork or whatever, and make sure that the insurance company knows about those. Now, you'll pay more for that, but at least it'll be on the record that it's covered.
While all insurers have to meet certain standards in California, there are still variables. Again, Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones.
There are differences in price. There are differences in claims handling, although we do require the insurers to meet a baseline of requirements with regard to claims handling. So like anything, you need to shop around.
Jones had other caveats. Be on the lookout for unscrupulous and unlicensed contractors and also imposters posing as insurance adjusters. Don't sign anything without talking to your insurer.
We see far too often folks come into the wake of a fire and try to take advantage of people who are grieving over the loss of their homes or even worse, their loved ones. So we'll be putting detectives in the field also, but we also encourage consumers to be on the lookout. If it sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true.
Jones said those that run into problems or complaints should contact the California Department of Insurance's consumer hotline at 1-800-927-4357. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.